Verse 63.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Surely those who believe, and the Jews, and the Christians, and the Sabians, whichever party from among these truly believes in Allah and the Last Day, and does good deeds, shall have their reward with their Lord, and no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Footnote 104. Sabi is one who forsakes his own religion for a new one. Technically, however, the word Sabians refers to certain religious sects that were found in parts of Arabia and countries bordering on it. The name was applied to, number one, the star-worshipping people living in Mesopotamia, Gibbon's Roman Empire, Muruj al-Dhahab, and Encyclopedia of Religion and Ethics, number eight, under Mandaeans. Number two, a people who lived near Mosul in Iraq and believed in one God and in all divine prophets, but possessed no revealed book. They claimed to follow the religion of Noah, Jarir and Kathir. They should not, however, be confused with the Sabians mentioned by certain commentators of the Bible as people living in ancient Yemen. The verse, as mistakenly understood, does not signify that belief in God and in the Last Day alone is sufficient for salvation. The Quran emphatically declares that belief in the Holy Prophet is most essential. Chapter 4, verses 151 and 152, and chapter 6, verse 93, and forms an integral part of belief in God, and also that belief in the hereafter includes belief in divine revelation as well. Chapter 4, verses 151 and 152, and chapter 6, verse 93. Elsewhere, Islam alone has been unequivocally declared to be acceptable to God as a religion. Chapter 3, verse 20, and chapter 3, verse 86. The Quran here confines itself to a mention of belief in God and the Last Day, not because belief in revelation and in the Holy Prophet is not essential, but because the former two beliefs include the latter two, the four being essentially inseparable. In fact, the verse is intended to demolish the mistaken Jewish belief that they were the favored nation of God, and therefore were alone entitled to salvation. It signifies that it did not matter whether one was apparently a Jew, a Christian, a Sabian, or, for that matter, a Muslim. If the faith was confined only to the lip, it was a dead thing, without life and without any motive power in it. The verse may also be taken as embodying a prophecy and as a safe criterion to test the truth of Islam. The prophecy is that Islam shall triumph because it is a true religion. The criterion lies in the fact that the prophecy was made at a time when Islam was fighting for its very life. The verse may also be taken as signifying that all those who claim to be believers, whether they are Jews, Christians, or Sabians, or for that matter belong to any religion, if their faith in God and the Last Day is sincere and honest, and they do good deeds, which is the quintessence of a true religion, i.e. Islam, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Verse 64.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
And remember the time when we took a covenant from you, and raise high above you the mount, saying, Hold fast that which we have given you, and bear in mind what is therein, that you may be saved. Footnote 105. The words do not mean that Mount Sinai was physically lifted up to hang over the heads of the Israelites. They only mean that the covenant was taken at a time when the Israelites were standing at the foot of the mount. They may also refer to the scene when the Mount Sinai was terribly shaken with an earthquake, while the Israelites were camping at its foot. Exodus 19 verse 2. On such an occasion, the shaking of a high mountain peak appears as it were hanging over the heads of those standing near it.
Verse 65.
ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُم مِّن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُم مِّنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ
Then you turned back thereafter, and had it not been for Allah's grace and His mercy upon you, you would surely have been of the losers. Footnote 106. Rahmah, mercy, in contrast to fadl, grace, is generally spoken in respect of such acts of God as relate to religious or spiritual matters.
Verse 66.
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ
And surely you have known the end of those amongst you who transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath. So we said to them, Be ye apes despised. Footnote 107. The word apes has been used figuratively, meaning that the Israelites became abject and mean like the monkeys. The transformation being not in body or form, but in character and spirit. They were not actually transformed into apes, only their hearts were changed. Mujahid. God has used the expression figuratively. Kathir. Had the Quran meant their physical transformation into apes, the word khasi'a would have been used, and not khasi'in, which is used for rational beings. By the use of this word, it is intended to point out that just as apes or monkeys are abject and despised animals, similarly the Jews will always remain humiliated in the world and, in spite of their great resources in wealth and education, will never be able to gain any stronghold on the earth. The root meaning of the word signifying abjectness and humiliation, as well as grovelling in the dust. See also footnote 764.
Verse 67.
فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ
Thus we made it an example to those of its time and to those who came after it, and a lesson to those who fear God.
Verse 68.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَن أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ
And remember when Moses said to his people, Allah commands you to slaughter a cow. They said, Dost thou make a jest of us? He said, I seek refuge with Allah, lest I should be one of the ignorant.
Verse 69.
قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ لا فارض ولا بكر عوان بين ذلك فَفْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ
They said, Pray for us to thy Lord, that he make plain to us what she is. He answered, God says, It is a cow, neither old nor young, full grown between the two. Now do what you are commanded.
Verse 70
قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ فَاقِعٌ لَوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ
They said, Pray for us to thy Lord that he make plain to us of what color she is. He answered, God says, It is a cow of a dun color, pure and rich in tone, delighting the beholders.
Verse 71
قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا مَا هِيَ إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنَّا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَمُهْتَدُونَ
They said, Pray for us to thy Lord, that he make plain to us what she is, for all such cows appear to us alike. And if Allah please, we shall indeed be guided aright.
Verse 72
قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا ذَلُولٌ تُثِيرُ الْأَرْضَ وَلَا تَسْقِي الْحَرْثَ مُسَلَّمَةٌ لَا شِيَةَ فِيهَا قَالُوا الْآنَ جِئْتَ بِالْحَقِّ فَذَبَحُوهَا وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ
He answered, God says, It is a cow, not broken to plough the earth or water the tilth, one without blemish, of one colour. They said, Now hast thou brought the truth. Then they slaughtered her. Though they would rather not do it. Footnote 108. The Israelites had lived for a long time among the Egyptians, who had great veneration for the cow. Thus, reverence for this animal had crept into their minds also. This is why, when they made an idol for themselves, they made it in the shape of a calf. Quran chapter 2, verse 52. And Exodus 32, verse 4. In order that their minds should have been purged of the feeling of veneration for the cow, they were repeatedly commanded to sacrifice it. Numbers 19, verses 1 to 9, Leviticus 4, verses 1 to 21, and Leviticus 16, verses 3 and 11. It seems that they had a particular cow which served as a pet among them, and they had a misgiving that the order pertained to it. So they repeatedly asked Moses to specify the cow which God meant to be slaughtered, and as a result of their questioning, some conditions were added to specify the animal.